This week's parsha is Chayesara. Look at that. Chayesara is an interesting parsha because there's basically one narrative in the entire thing, except for the last few sukkim, and that is what? Well, that's not true, right? There's a small narrative at the beginning, a small narrative at the end, and then one big one, right, in the middle, right? So the beginning is the death of Sarah and buying Marana Machpelah and the like. The end is Avram's third marriage, which is, you know, in Pshat, a third marriage, according to Chazal, is a remarriage of Hagar, but still another marriage and stage in his life where, you know, he has more children, right? Which is, of course, this surprising thing. You've read it every year, and yet somehow you don't remember that Avram had many, many, many children, right? So after all the struggle of having children, right, all the drama surrounding having Yishmael and all the even bigger drama around having Yitzchak, he then marries again and has a bunch of kids in rapid succession with no drama whatsoever, right? There's nothing going on. It's a very odd little... What? Yeah, I just like... I mean, a break. I don't know if being like 100 and like 40 years old and having another, what is it, 6 kids is a break, but okay, fine, a break, whatever. But the primary story in the middle of the parasha is... She is finding a wife for Yitzchak, right? That's the drama. That's the narrative. It's one of the largest single narratives in all of Chumash. But even though we know it really well, it's not really clear what's going on. Because how does it start off, right? It starts off that Avram tells Eliezer, I want you to go find a wife for my son Yitzchak in, well, where? Where exactly does he say? Where do I want you to go? Yeah, so he tells him that I'm going to make you swear lo tigachi sham ibnot akanani asher anochi yishev bekirbo ki el arzi vel molati telech velakachta isha levni leitzchak. Don't take from Canaan. Go to molati, which is my birthplace, right? Arzi, my land, and take a wife from there. And then Eliezer challenges him. Okay. So, how do you remember this story? What are the parameters that that Avram sets for this wife of Yitzchak? So, no one from Canaan, and who should he marry? From? So, right, LRT, El Molati. So, right, the question that everyone wants to try to figure out is, okay, well, what exactly is the real standard here, right? Meaning, you could just say, don't marry a Canaanite, right? But then you wouldn't have to say, right, my land, my hometown, you'd say not a Kanani, right? And furthermore, if, right, he ends up marrying someone from Avram's family, right, which some people think that this is, you know, part of the schedule, part of the plan, because we know that, like, Eliezer got so excited when Rivka's from his family, except Avram doesn't actually say it. So when he said right, did he mean anyone but not Canaan, ideally someone from my homeland or just not from here? Did he imply someone from his family? Was that lechatchila? But be the evet as long as it's not a Canaan, right? It's not exactly clear what the standard was and why, right? This is one of those very ambiguous, right, issues. Like, we know how it turns out. The problem is we know he said no Canaan, and we know it turns out that it's someone from his family. The question is that how it turned out, right? What was that part of, right, was that part of Avram's plan? I mean, maybe it was part of God's plan, but was that what Avram wanted? And if he did want it, how necessary was it as part of his plan? But, so that's the problem, is on the one hand, right, you would say no, except the end of last week's parsha is that he does. He hears that, right, that's the end of last week's parsha, that they're having kids, and, you know, at least he could guess, maybe not Rivka, but that there are children, meaning it's a family, right? The lack of travel was like built in. So people knew I left family there. They had kids, presumably have grandkids. I mean, right? Maybe you don't know the details, but like, you know, you hear word. Okay. So this leads to the Mefarshim really dividing. And I'll just give you a quick sort of overview of it. There are some Mefarshim who really take this as the real rule here was not from Canaan, but from my family. Right? It was two things. Not Canaan, right? But part of the family was really, right? Right? That was really what it was. What? Yeah, meaning he said, don't you dare marry someone in Canaan. Go to my hometown. Implication, go to my family and get someone. Right? That seems to be Rashi throughout, right? That Rashi assumes that he wanted his family, right? But this is a lot of Mefarshim think this. Right? And now some, right, it could be that that's what the word moladiti implies, right? Not just my where, my birthplace, but like, right? Right, that's where the Rashbam takes it, right? Go to my land, lim moladiti, not my hometown, but the implication is, like, my family. Like, not just my country, but like, moladiti, the people who gave birth to me. Right. He left because God told him. Right. No. So of course, some of the midrashim build that part of that was being chased out by, right, by Nimrod. But obviously, it's also part of God's right plan, and commands him. Okay. So let's assume that it was right. Let's assume like Rashi, Rashbam, Ibn Ezra. Then no. Part of the plan really was his family. So why? Right? Why is it so important that he that it be from his family? Why is that? Why does it even matter? So sure, but then you could just say not from Canaan, right? Well, right. If you think family is central, why would it be central? So here again, the Mefarshim divide. The Ibn Ezra says, look, the reason it should be from his family is because Avram is really an Ish Chesed. Right, and he knew that even if his family were idolatrous, right, that quality of chesed, right, was still part of the family, and that explains sort of Eliezer's test, right, is you need to find the person who actually represents that quality. Rav Sajigon says, no, it wasn't just that, but he thought that it's true that his family weren't yet monotheists, but he thought that, look, his family, just like he managed to become a monotheist, right, his family would be more open to it, either because, I don't know, it's something they discussed in the family, right, they were open to theological discussion, or simply you're more willing to take a shocking, you know, new worldview from someone you're related to, right? Well, yes, definitely if you take the Midrashim that he risked his life, right, in the end of the day, right, that's part of, like, your family, and you've sacrificed for it, okay, I'm willing to hear. Where someone else, right, might not. So, so the first view says, Molati either implies or actually means family, and that was part of the plan, and that's many of the Mefarshim. Why would they say that? Either because the sort of interpersonal qualities, right, and we'll work on monotheism later, or Sajigon saying, no, even if they weren't monotheists, he assumed that they would be more likely to be, right, to accept his culture. Now, obviously, then you need to figure out, now, what's the major problem for this approach? First of all, he doesn't say family, but you could solve that. But there's a bigger problem with this approach. What's the bigger problem? So that's a technical problem, because that's saying not Canaan, and once not Canaan, okay, well, I want my family, because he does have to leave Canaan. So that's not crazy. The biggest problem with this approach, there are many problems, but the biggest problem is, why would Eliezer propose a test before asking what family she's from? What Avram was sending them to do was to choose someone from my family, he should have said what family you are before he starts testing whether they're going to give him the water, right? If that's the rule, so then why test, right? First find out that it's from Avram's family. Once it's from Avram's family, then you can narrow it down. You can't do it the other way around.
That seems very, shallow.
Correct, but if you think that family, right, is the point, right?
Maybe it was known that
people would lie. So, right, you could come up with different things, right? Maybe he thought people would lie, right? You could come up with it, right? But you have to solve this problem, right? So it could also be, right? So it could be, right? And this is a big question in the story. It could be Eliezer came up with the test himself, and maybe, right? Okay, it wasn't the best thought out or whatever. And in fact, the Gemara really does think that, right? That Eliezer thought of it. It wasn't well conceived, but God made it work out in the end. Anyways, alternatively, right? Maybe he, Dafka wanted to do it in backwards order, because that, if it works out, that like, provide some divine proof. Like, look, right? I didn't ask first, right? I did a test. All I was looking for was some chesed, and hey, that person happened to be from Avram's family. Okay. But that's sort of one group of it. A second group says no. It really is less about his family. It's more about not having local, right? Local in-laws, right? So Rashi says, right, that Eliezer can try to set up a family. Now Rashi quotes the view that no, it's anti-Canaan, right? Because they're cursed, right? Now, right, that view obviously says my family and also not Canaan. Now, there are other mepharshim that say it's not about Canaan because of their nationality. It's Canaan because of their geography. There's some say it's about the geography, specifically. So the Chizkuni says this, right, which is, listen, God promised me the land, right? This is going to muddle everything if I marry my son to someone who's already here, right? Because then, right, I'm not getting it because God gave it to me. I'm getting it because I married into the tribes, right? And that just muddies the whole what, right? That just makes everything unclear. No, what I want, I need someone, according to this, the Ikar is not, right, that I want from my family. It's that I can't have someone from here, right? Anyone else, right? That's Chizkuni. Kliyakar and Reverse, though, say, no, it's not just about locality. And this is like Rashi. No, it's because Canaan is bad, right? Not necessarily because they're cursed, but just because he knew the culture. And he's like, this is a terrible culture, right? I do not want, I don't want anyone from here. Now, obviously, according to this, right, if the main point was not Canaan because of their culture or not Canaan because of their geography, right, then that means that Avram's family was not really part of the Cheshbon. I mean, maybe Lechatchila, he said, go to my home, right, my birthplace, and maybe you'll find someone from my family, but it definitely wasn't Makev. It definitely wasn't like, and if that's the case, so then a test makes sense because he's looking for someone from his hometown who has certain qualities, unlike Canaan, and then it turns out that the person who's the most worthy is also from his family, right? Which is just amazing, right? But that wasn't a criteria. The main point was get out of here, right? In that sense, it makes a lot of sense. He never says his family. He says basically get out of here, find someone from there. Okay. You know, if he's my family, great. If if she's, you know, a tzaddik, wonderful. Correct. Now, again, you could say Canaan, again, we could say not Canaan in a few ways, right? One is they're here. That's a problem because of inheritance and things like that. You could say Canaan as a people is terrible. Another version of it is that they're terrible and they're here, right? Meaning, right? Meaning, it's one thing to have terrible, you know, extended family, but they live weeks away, right? Months away. Because then, okay, if they come to visit once, right, I'll set up the guest room, yalla, and then we'll be on our way, right? But if you have bad in-laws and they live right there, right, that's much more the part of the family. They come for Friday night dinner, right? You know, like, or whatever, you know, you get the point. Okay. Right? Now, others focus on the fact that, right, again, combine these and they say, yeah, Canaan was bad, and specifically the qualities that Avram's family or Avram's plays had, right, was sort of the counter Canaan, right, was the anti-Canaan. Right, and you get this in Kaspi, you get this in Malbim, you get this in Ramban, right, that they thought, no, Canaan, as a people, they're just bad, right? And therefore, he needed someone else. Now, again, some of them think that it wasn't necessarily his family. Some say, no, it really was. And some said it was ideally his family because they were kind-hearted. Now, some others say, look, it's not that he was sold on his family, right? It's just that you were asking a person to send their daughter with a slave to marry, to allegedly marry someone hundreds of miles away, right? It's one thing to say, you know, your cousin sent me, right? It wasn't necessarily going to work with everybody else. It doesn't mean that he was, right? It needed to be that way. It's just more likely. So again, the Mefarshim all divide on this in a million different ways. But the main question to realize is that to understand this story, you've got to notice that on the one hand, the only thing he says is not Canaan and go to my hometown. We know that what happens in the end of the day is that it's his family, right? The question the Mefarshim are grappling with, which again, we can get more, you could go more into detail, but what I want you to understand is what Mefarshim are responding to is, what's the real issue here, right? Is it that you take Avram on his word and say, it's really about not Canaan, and then you got to figure out not Canaan, either because they live here, or they live here and they'll influence us, or they're particularly evil, or they're cursed, or whatever, right? And then the fact that it turns out to be his family is an accident, right? A happy accident, maybe, but an accident, right? And that explains why there would be a test and the like, because the point is not Canaan, and then find the best wife you can in whatever way you can, right? The other extreme is to say, no, we know that in the end of the day, it worked out that he married someone from Avram's family, and we know that Eliezer was particularly happy about that. So then you look and say, that must mean that it was implied in the original request. And you use the end of the story to influence how you understand LRTV and Moladati. Now, you can either do that by saying Moladati literally means my family, or you could say it's implied. And if you want to do that, then you're not just looking at the negatives of Canaan, you're looking at the positives of his family, right? They're more open to monotheism, they're more open to chesed, they're more likely to send their daughter to marry a stranger hundreds of miles away, right? And of course, there is the hybrid, which is there are certain things that are bad about Canaan, and I think my family particularly, right, has the opposite, right? And therefore, you're putting a hybrid. But this is the question, right? The key when you're learning Chumash isn't necessarily to flesh out every single answer. It's to see the problems that drive the different interpretive directions, right? And here, right, the opaque nature of the request combined with what we know happens in the end, plus the weirdness of the test, which implies that, right, there's some quality not about family, right? The combination of those three is what drive, right, all these different interpretive possibilities. And at least understanding that helps you understand the directions that you can take. Okay? Fine, we'll stop with that.